Congress is broken. Let's fix it and get this country moving again.
In a campaign video on her website, Margaret Stock wields a chainsaw to cut through a tug-of-war rope representing gridlock in Washington, D.C. Stock says what she's hearing from Alaskans is frustration with that gridlock. Without ties to a specific party, she, with perhaps other independents, hopes to make a difference. How? Well, Stock has been endorsed by the Centrist Project.
It's a national organization that's trying to elect more independents to the United States Senate. Their theory is if they get enough independents into the Senate, they're going to have an independent caucus, and the independent caucus can be an honest power broker between the two parties.
That's a long-range goal, though. In the short term, if elected, Stock says she still could have influence as a swing vote because of how closely the Senate is divided.
And I don't know what's going to happen in November, but conceivably, as an independent, I could be the power broker in the United States Senate.
Stock was a high school dropout back east, but with the help of a high school guidance counselor and her foster family, she was able to attend college and enlisted in the ROTC, later serving active duty in the military police at Fort Richardson here in Alaska. Following her Army service, Stock earned her law degree at Harvard and then worked as a private attorney in Anchorage while continuing to serve in the Army Reserve. Stock says she's represented businesses and corporations throughout the state. She represented Sea Alaska in a timber dispute, for example, but she's known for her work on immigration and citizenship. Stock won a MacArthur Fellowship in 2013, commonly referred to as a genius grant. She says she used the money from that grant to pay for legal services for veterans the U.S. government was trying to deport.
It distresses me that the United States government deports honorably discharged military veterans. They're not citizens, they're green card holders typically, and they've joined the military, but they didn't get their citizenship when they were in the military, so after they get out of the military, sometimes the government comes along and tries to deport them.
Stock said she has had success preventing some veterans from getting deported, but she hasn't yet been able to reverse the deportation of other veterans. Stock says the majority of people in the U.S. recognize that the nation's immigration laws are broken.
Most Americans, if you poll them, think that we should fix our immigration system, and I agree with that. Most Americans, if you poll them, think that anyone who's lived in the U.S. for a really long time, who speaks English, who doesn't have a criminal record, who pays taxes, should be allowed to come out of the shadows and get some sort of legal status.
Stock says there's a pretty easy way to start fixing immigration laws. Update a current law that allows anyone who's lived here since 1972 to remain, by simply changing the specified year.
If they could give some sort of legal status, not citizenship, but something short of that, to the folks that are here who are behaving themselves, then that would free up our government resources to go after the bad guys, the terrorists and the criminals who threaten our public safety.
Stock says Senator Lisa Murkowski hasn't been able to accomplish much for Alaska. And Stock says with state finances in poor shape due to low oil revenue, help from the federal government will be required to maintain services and bolster Alaska's economy.
The ferry system. You know, ferries are the highways of Alaska, and there should be federal money to get the ferry system moving and keep that lifeline, Southeast Alaska, going. We have issues involving resources that need to be resolved, and the federal government's going to have to get involved in a lot of that, fisheries and, of course, mining issues. We need to diversify our economy and our energy resources.
On timber, Stock says she would push for the federal government to cooperate with the state of Alaska to manage the forest and make sure the resource remains for future harvests. She says there's a potential market for some second growth trees as, for example, totem poles for export. Stock says she is fiscally conservative and believes in a strong national defense. She was a Republican for many years before becoming non-affiliated. Stock says she believes in older Republican values, including personal freedom and limited government, and in all the rights spelled out in the U.S. Constitution.
One of the things I do believe is that people should have personal privacy and individual rights to live their lives without the government telling them every day what they should be doing. And that makes me, you know, socially tolerant, I think, because there are folks out there who believe that the government should tell people in their daily life what they should be doing. that the government should tell women what they should be doing with their bodies, and the government should be making health decisions for women.
Stock taught constitutional and national security law at West Point and also spearheaded a program that recruited legal immigrants to work for the government as sorely needed translators.
A lot of them are highly educated. They're people who came to the United States and got college degrees at MIT and Harvard and the University of Alaska. And they can't get a green card because the legal immigration system is broken. But once they complete their college education in the United States, we're letting them join the military, and they have to sign up for an 8-year tour of duty, but they get their citizenship through military service.
Stock says some of her recruits for that program are competing in the Summer Olympics. They are U.S. citizens of Kenyan descent, serving in the military and running to represent the United States. While she's running against a well-known, well-funded incumbent, if Lisa Murkowski wins the August 16th primary, that is, Stock says she believes her chances of winning the race are good. She says the majority of Alaskans are non-affiliated like her, and frustration with the status quo in Washington, D.C. has many people looking for options. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.